episode 2926, Are You Stealing Your Child's Identity?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous end to the start of your weekend. I know it kind of seems a little strange, but it is Friday. And you know what? We all need a time of respite. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Are you stealing your child's identity? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Let me give you a shout out real quick. Pray.com. We are partnering with them. We have a brand new TV show. We've done two episodes. You can watch the next one on Tuesdays, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. So we'd love to see you there. It is a lot of fun. It's nerve-wracking, but it really allows me to connect with you in a different way. It is not something that is quote unquote copied. So you're not watching another episode that you've already heard. It's a brand new episode just for our TV show. And that's going to be evolving. So come and enjoy what's new and see what God has in store for Create Your Now. Well, take a deep breath. As parents, we have a vital role in shaping our children's self-esteem and sense of identity. However, as you know, our actions and words may unintentionally undermine our child's sense of self. So, are you stealing your child's identity? Now, I know we have challenges, right, as parents. And we've got to understand that what we do, our actions and our words, they have an impact on our children's self-esteem and sense of self. Now, I believe most of us know this, right? We do. But when we are faced with everyday craziness and busyness takes over, we forget what is said or done in the heat of the moment. And sometimes, come on now, it's confession day. That means we say things that are hurtful. And even an apology can't take back what was said. The hurt was already done, the stain made. Ephesians 4:29 says this, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Mom, Dad, we need to be building up. I think about it as Legos. I probably should think about it as Legos because that's what my kiddos love and even the biggest kiddo in the family, and that's my husband. We have Legos everywhere, like literally everywhere. And when they were growing up, just little things, I would clean, believe it or not, I would get some cleaning in with five children, not very often, but once in a while I did. And so I would vacuum. Next thing you know, I'd hear clunk, 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 you know, it'd get stuck in the vacuum container. And then when we went from bags to having just the containers, the canisters, you didn't have a bag, it would make this horrible sound. And sometimes it would just screech like metal, you know, scratching knife to fork or something horrible, and you just sit there and shiver and quiver like, really, what is this horrible sound? And then the worst thing would be stepping on the stupid little Legos. Yes, you heard me say the stupid little Legos. Oh, I don't know how many times and how many I would put in my pocket while cleaning up the house. And that wasn't even the playroom. That was just the family room, the movie room, wherever we were, even in the kitchen, I would find them. I'm like, seriously, and I don't know how. Honestly, our animals did not have situations with Legos. But I look at Legos, right? And Legos are meant for what? Building. Our words are like Legos. They are meant for building up. So our words we share, they've got to be real, yes, but they need to be appropriate for the matter at hand. And we can't forget how we express our thoughts and words. Are we swinging our hands with a red face, using a tone of defeat and disappointment? Come on, you've been there. I've been there a lot of times. I'll just say it that way. When you have five kids, you've been there a lot. Different situations, different circumstances, different children involved. But yes, seriously, why? And I just feel my blood pressure rising and red is beginning to be the color of my face. Even makeup couldn't hide my color, you know? And then it's like, I cannot believe you did that. That's a tone of defeat, a tone of disappointment. It's easy to become comfortable with reacting instead of preparing and then responding. That's reacting, right? That's going that red face, that tone of defeat, disappointment, that anger, that of, oh, I cannot believe you just did that. I can't believe you said that. Why would you act that way? Why would you do that? Why is your room looking that way? Why won't you listen to me? We use a lot of why words, but that's not the word I want you to focus on. It's the words that come after the why. Is it building up? Or is it being more destructive? We can't just rely on our defaults to sustain our children, because our defaults can be hurtful and they can be harmful in the long run. So if you want to be a builder in your child's identity, then be intentional about building them up. That is your Kids to Keep It Simple strategy. Be intentional about building. I want you to be a Lego master. Yeah, there's a show on that, but that's not the kind of Lego master. But if you could build your child, what would your child look like? And I'm not talking about the color of eyes. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about their mannerisms. I'm talking about their heart. I'm talking about what they think about. If you were not to wake up tomorrow morning, I know you don't want me to go here, but I need to go here. Our families are important. And if we don't take care of our families, who's going to? Okay? I'm here to have these tough conversations. I've had them with people, clients, good friends, family members, and in my own head, in the shower when no one's listening, when all the kids are at school. Now everybody's coming and going. I never know the schedule. Who's going to walk in when? So I don't have any quote unquote ever private conversations in the shower anymore, because I could be talking, next thing you know, Mom, you know that call. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for your children? Are you intentionally building them up? Are you sitting there again thinking about Legos? Are you building them to the point where it's supporting them? It's like being a contractor for your child. You're constructing their life, giving them opportunities to be who God created them to be. That doesn't mean you're a dictator, right? You're a contractor. What's a contractor do? Keeps things in order, right? Here, what about this? Let's try this. Oh, wait, you want to redo your bathroom? You want to remodel your kitchen? Here's some ideas. Let me bring in an expert when it comes to the type of appliances you might need for a family. Or, I did this, what do you think about that? It's not, you will do this. There's a difference. Now, if you have a contractor, by the way, that's doing that, maybe you need to get a different contractor. But we'll leave that for another episode. But seriously, right? You are constructing their life. You are giving them opportunities, opening up doors. So then, as they grow older, as they mature, as they go through stages of life, as they go through learning who they are and how God sees them, then they can begin to make some tough choices. Who do they want to be when they grow up? So how can you be intentional about building for your child? Number one, praise your child's efforts and accomplishments. Notice I put efforts first. You got to encourage them even in the tough situations. When they don't make the speech final, they don't make it to state, yet everybody makes it to state but them. Encourage them. This helps them to understand it's not always about the end result. You know what it's like nowadays? Everybody gets a trophy. Really? Did you always get a trophy? Did you really always deserve a trophy? Did you always want a trophy? Well, our trophies that we want can be delivered in many different ways. And our kids have to understand too, right, that not everything is going to be exactly how they want. And this is going to help your child to understand that their efforts are valued, and so are they. Their self-worth is not dependent on their achievements. In fact, there will be more failures to achieve a few successes. Think about that for a moment. Got a kid who loves football? Do you think they're going to make it to the NFL? Statistically? Yeah, I think, I don't know, last time I read, it was like less than 1%. They want to be a golf pro? Really? A tennis? I mean, Australian Open is happening right now. They want to be a tennis champion? They want to play in the big leagues? Might have better chances that way than you will as a football player. But still, the statistics say that not everybody can do it. Yet we're treating our children as if, yep, every single day you get a trophy. No. No, you don't. Because not every day, not every moment we win. But our attitude can always win. But that doesn't mean that our win necessarily comes from a quote-unquote success, right? There's going to be more failures to achieve a few successes. So praise your child's efforts and accomplishments. Don't forget about their efforts. It's okay to fail. Learn. Get back up. Right? Righteous men, they fall 7 times, but they get back up again. Is that what you're training your child to do? Train up your child that when you fall, you don't just stay down. You get back up again. You may do things a little bit differently. That's called learning. Number 2, listen to your child. Take a genuine interest. I cannot stress that enough. Your children can see right through you. You think you have eyes behind your head? They can see right through you. They're magicians. They're magical magicians. These little creatures that God gave us. And they can see right through you. They know if you're being genuine or not. When you're sitting there and they're trying to tell you a story, but as you're sitting there, you're working on like 3 things. And you're like, okay, yeah, I got this. Yep. And then they say, are you listening, Mom? And you're like, nope, you caught me. Now, when they were little itty bitty, I could get away with it. But now they know, they see right through me. They know whether or not I'm engaged with them. Am I paying attention? Why? Well, because I'm a mom who's very passionate about my children and I pay attention and they know that if I don't have something to say, good, bad, or ugly, then something's not wrong. Most likely I'm not listening. And they know that. They could tell it by just looking at me. And they learned it very early on. So I was like, okay, I'll stop multitasking. You have my undivided attention. And there has been a few times that I literally have stopped and folded my arms, put everything down, walked away and looked at them and said, I'm ready. You are all mine. Because I too was distracted. You got to take a genuine interest in your child's thoughts and feelings. Because this is going to help your child to be what? They're going to feel seen and heard and valued, which is essential for building self-esteem. You build up your child 1 sentence at a time. Are you doing that for them? I know when I go to bed, that's one of the questions I ask myself. Did I build up my child today? And I go through them, all 5 of them. And now we've got one that's married. So I add to a 6, and now we've got a grandbaby. Add to a 7, and now I've got a daughter who's dating pretty seriously. Now I add to another, right? So my time is growing. And I ask that, am I building or am I tearing down? You build up your child 1 sentence at a time. And finally, 3, model positive self-talk in your life. I'm not talking about this woo-woo stuff, but let me tell you, what you say to yourself, your children are hearing. How you look at yourself, your children are watching. I know, I have 5 of them. And now, all of a sudden, that they're all of age, they're like, I could say anything I want to my mother. And I'm like, no, you can't. You still have to respect me. You can say anything you want, but you have to watch your tone of voice. I am still your mother. And that is true. Children learn by example, no matter their age. So by practicing positive self-talk, teaches your child what to do and always will continue to build you up. And I don't know about you, but I always can use some extra bricks reminding me I am created on purpose, for a purpose. You've got some CRAP in your life too, right? You got a few skeletons in the closet that you're having to deal with, you've got to wrestle with, bills that are due that you're trying to jump around. Maybe you've got holes in the wall and people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. What is it for you? Having that positive self-talk saying, yeah, I can do this. I don't understand it, but I'm going to figure this out. I've had some rough run-ins with some technology that I'm paying for to bring into the house. And I've had to be on the phone. A couple times I've had to get very ugly on the phone. Why? Because it's been over 6 months for me trying to get this thing taken care of which, by the way, I had nothing to do with. Meaning it was the company's fault who did it. But they are dragging their feet. And I'm like, all I want you to do is to take care of it, please. And at one point, one day, I was like, I was done. Now, I showed my children persistence, right? Consistency pays off. Because now we finally got it taken care of after about almost 7 months. I kid you not. But in saying all of that, they also know that no one's going to walk over my mom. She's going to stand up for what's right. But they also know that there's a time and place. I was very kind for a long time. I was willing to work the system. And then there came to a point I said, I'm done. I need to go and I need to escalate. And if that means going through arbitration, I'm doing it. Now, your situation is not necessarily like that, okay? But the idea is modeling that self-talk, showing up the way you want your child to show up. You look at your child, they are a reflection of you. I don't care, biological, adopted, it doesn't matter. They are a reflection of you. I look at my grandson. My grandson is already a reflection of me. So when I'm driving, I can't say, oh, that stupid driver, what do you think he's doing? Yeah, can't use the word stupid. Because guess what? He's going to be saying that. And do I want him saying that right now at his age? No. And he'll use it right. Kids always use it the right way because they hear, they listen, they watch. They know how to use the words, even if they don't know what it means. But wow, grandma sounded like that. I do not want to leave that stain on my grandson. It's important for us to remember that building self-esteem is an ongoing process, right? It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time and effort. However, by being mindful of the impact of our actions, our words, and even our thoughts on our own child's self-esteem, and by using strategies such as what we just talked about, right? The modeling, the listening, and the praising. When we do that, we can help our children to develop a strong sense of self-worth. We already know intuitively, because God tells us that we're worthy. He sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. Now, our kids, depending upon the age, can understand that. If they're real little, they don't get it. They kind of did get it because we say it enough. Then they get older and then they question. And then they go through their searching stage, experimental stage. And then eventually, they come back on their opinions, on their research, on their searching. You, my friend, are planting the seeds. You are here to plant them, to water them, to fertilize them. So as they continue to grow, as they continue to develop over the time underneath your roof, and then as they go out, then that is what's going to be blossoming, even when there's weeds. Don't overthink how you're doing as a parent. You're doing the best that you can. You're showing up. But I do want you to take this conversation and let it be a reminder to stay aware of the impact you have on your children. I want you to be a Lego master. I want you to build them up. And yeah, at times they're not always going to like what you say. At times we have to have those hard conversations. And it's ones that, you're like, I really don't want to have this. I remember reading in a book or hearing it on a podcast or watching on a YouTube. And I thought, not my kid, and now it's my kid. I promise you, you'll have the strength that you need when you need it. But in the meantime, in your everyday, remember, you're building your child up one sentence at a time. My prayer for you is may your actions, words, and thoughts be herbs and spices, a sweet aroma to your child's day, to their heart. As you train up your child to be who God created them to be, stay grounded in his word so you can help in building their foundation. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.